11 minutes after 8 o'clock Monday morning. Hello, it is I, it is me, your jovial impresario, the old man on the radio, Bill Small, slaving over a hot microphone for you, the radio listener. And we're joined in the studio, as we always are, Monday morning at this time, by Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
You have a good weekend? Everything go okay?
I sure did.
So
why sure did.
Start us out with a verse of the day, why don't you say?
All right. That is from Psalms chapter 91 and verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. One of my all-time favorite verses, Psalms chapter 91, verse 1.
There we go. Well, I got a big day today. You know, I was telling you about this earlier.
Yeah.
I'm wearing shorts today because I'm going to the doctor's office, going to get this boot taken off for a little while anyway and have my stitches taken out. And I dressed appropriately, I think. I'm wearing this shirt with bones on it since I'm going,
that.
In fact, to an orthopedic surgeon. I just want to show my respect for,
yeah,
for,
yeah.
For
yeah,
his line of work. But speaking of work, you know, I am not the retiring type. You know, we've talked about this before. I tried it, didn't like it, and now I'm just here. I'm going to keep working until such time as John walks into the studio and takes the microphone away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that there are people who are still working who really don't want to be. They're old enough to retire. They may be in the financial shape to retire, but they're kind of scared to pull the trigger because they just aren't absolutely certain that they're ready. What do you have to say to somebody like that who wants to retire, but they're scared to just make the jump?
Yeah. Well, you feel like most people only retire once in their life. And if you've been working 30, 40, 50 years, retirement's never happened before probably. And you're just like, when do I reach that stage? And I would say it's easy to feel alone. Like they're doing their thing. This people over here are doing their thing, but I've got to decide for myself.
But it has to be my decision. It has to be something that's right for me.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I would encourage that person to get a retirement checkup.
Right.
A retirement checkup. Sort of like a doctor. You in and we do a retirement checkup. We look at whether it's their health care, their income planning, their all the other benefits, all the other factors, and look at how prepared they are for retirement. And I would say, ironically, the people that are worried about retirement the most tend to be the most prepared.
I guess that makes kind of a perverse sense, though. If you are worried about your retirement, you're going to take those extra steps to squirrel away whatever you think you need to squirrel away, as opposed to that guy who's sitting there, we'll let my grandkids worry about it.
Right, right, right. So those that are worried about it, and you might say, well, maybe my spouse isn't 65. How am I going to get her insurance or his insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Or I've saved this much money, but will it last me all of retirement or will I run out of money?
Retirements are lasting longer than ever before.
It is. Mm. It is. And so there are all these things that signals that say, you know what, just keep working. But maybe those signals are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, there's a whole nother world of life waiting for them, whether it's with their kids, their grandkids, their hobbies, their whatever, volunteering, contributing in some other way that's meaningful. There's a whole world of opportunities out there that are waiting that you might be putting off, and you might be in this job, maybe not necessarily that you love, but
you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. Right.
Right? Yeah.
And so I would just want to give hope to those that are really on the fence to come into our office or call us, and we can go over your preparedness plan. And that might make you scared.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to a doctor and you just say, hey, here's what's going on. But this is what we do full time. This is our full time job.
I think Monday mornings are probably the best time to talk about this.
Right.
Because which among us has ever opened his eyes on a Monday morning and has never said to himself, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
If you're that person and you're not sure you can retire, now's the time to make an appointment with our friends at Skank Insurance LLC.
Yeah, that's what we do. We would be happy to look at your situation. And I don't know how many times I've told people, you're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You have this much saved. You have this, you know, this. All of the boxes are checked
right.
as far as a green light for retirement.
Well, all the boxes are checked. You're going to be okay, and maybe we can find a way to make it even better.
That's right.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break, and then we come back. We'll talk about, you said you have some announcements and some other things you wanted to talk about. Big doings up at Dickies in Independence and
That's right.
whatever else comes up to talk about here on the Mighty 690 KGGF with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. Minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. It's our Monday morning visit with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. And last few times we were together, Charles, you were talking about this 4.05% retirement account. And I know that's better than what you're going to get from a bank or a lot of other places where you sock away your money. But I think you've explained it in such a way to where I led to believe that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg.
That's right. That's right. So when it comes to helping people with income planning and preparing for retirement, and making sure that their income is going to last as long as they last and that their nest egg is going to last as long as they last, the 4.05% for 5 years, that's just one tool in the toolbox. We have other accounts that can actually outperform that need to be explained in a one-on-one session.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a whole host of solutions to help people. Sometimes they have layers where they'll put, you know, a bucket here of this money, a bucket here of this money. And one is for earlier retirement, others for later stages of retirement. And we help them develop a whole strategy for their income that they can feel good about in the near term and in the long term or even in the midterm.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help them be assured that their money's going to last as long as they do and have a plan and a strategy going into it that they can feel good about.
So that 4.05%, that's a good starting point, but there's just so much more.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Get the information, give you guys a call.
Yeah, I would encourage somebody that has questions about that. And if your money's in the market and you're seeing negatives on your statements and downs.
Mm-hmm. Not supposed to see downs.
No, that's painful.
Yeah.
And you're in retirement or you're close to retirement, those negatives can really have an impact on your retirement. And if your values don't line up with your broker and they're saying, hey, these negatives are no big deal, but they're a big deal to you, find somebody who lines up with your values.
Right.
Our values are safety first, a reasonable rate of return, and to keep it simple. And if that's what you want for your money, or at least some of your money, that's what our values are. And so some people, they're okay with the losses and they're hoping for a big 12, 18, 20% return around the corner sometime. That's you need to stay with your broker.
Right.
But if you have a mindset that's like, hey, these aren't supposed to be happening, I want somebody whose values line up with mine, that's where our values are, is in safety first, reasonable rate of return, and keep it simple.
I am never okay with losses.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. And especially at my age, you know, I'm a couple of years away from 70, you know. Mm-hmm. God, I can't believe I just said that. It just sounds so weird coming up.
A little therapy right there, right?
Oh, my ankle hurts. So you got some things happening up in Independence, up at Dickies, you said?
Yeah, Dickies barbecue on June 14th and June 16th, Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day. We have a Medicare 101 where we talk about all things Medicare, explain it. 101, you know, just the basics, ABCs and D of Medicare, right?
Into the twisted, tangled jungle of Medicare.
Yeah. And so that's coming up those dates. We're happy to have you. We want all of our listeners that can to attend. It doesn't matter if you're Medicare age or not. If you're approaching there, know someone that's on Medicare, you just want to know more about it. The meal is provided, and we're glad to have our clients, listeners attend. The number to reserve your spot is 620-331-8800. Call in, put your name on the list, and we will be glad to have you. The sessions can fill up, do fill up, and so we encourage you to get your name in there.
When I first was eligible for Medicare, I had somebody explain it to me. It wasn't a professional, just somebody who's also on Medicare. Mm-hmm. And I admit, I sat there with that deer in the headlights expression on my face. I could tell there were words coming out of this person's mouth, but none of them were making any sense to me. It's just such a tangled, hard to understand product, unless you're talking to somebody who can skillfully explain the difference between A, what you get with A, which is, I think you said A is
hospital.
A is the hospital, and B is what you get when you're in the hospital.
Right.
C is your Medicare, what do they call them?
Advantage.
Advantage plans. And D is your prescription plans.
Wow. You must have been a straight A student.
No, I've been listening to you.
Oh, okay.
So you've explained it to me. Like I said, last time you were here, every time you visit with us, I feel like we've all gotten just a little bit smarter. And this is something we need to be smart about, because it's not something that's taught in school.
No.
Woefully, there is no real, at least not to my knowledge, financial education. I think it was like 50 years ago, but they showed us how to write checks.
Right.
And, you know, I figured, well, there's still checks in the book. I must be okay, even though if my balance was on the negative side. So if somebody has basic questions about anything, how do they get in touch with you?
So, number one, you can sign up for our newsletter.
Right, the newsletter.
And our newsletter includes the episodes of Monday and Friday.
What you're hearing right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can find links in there and listen to those. They come straight to your email inbox.
And you just launched this, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Friday was our first send out. And so if you want to get on our newsletter list, text your name and your email address to 620-331-8800, our office number. We receive texts there. Send your name and your email address, and this Friday we'll send you a copy of the newsletter that you can get some updates on what's going on in our world.
I hope you get tons of subscribers for that. And you're located in Independence and here in Coffeyville.
2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Same building as Newton's True Value.
Mm-hmm.
We're also here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. 802 West 8th. And right across from the community health clinic,
right
across the road there. The number there is 620-236-6930.
Anything else you want to toss in while we're here?
Bill, I hope you have a great week. Hope your doctor's appointment goes well.
Oh, it's going to go well. First, I got to go get some x-rays to make sure I haven't messed anything else up in there. And then out come the stitches, and then Billy gets to take a shower.
Well, hope I can run a race with you Friday.
Oh yeah, right. Let's just do some laps. Okay. I'll let you win this time.
Okay,
all
okay.
Right. Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. Okay. I bet you back in my day, I could have whooped you.
Okay.
Because I was a football player. I was a pulling guard, and you got to be kind of fast to be able to do that.
That's cool.
I can run quickly, but very short distances.
Okay.
Now it's just a matter of getting to the door.
Right.
All right. We'll talk to you again Friday right here in the Mighty 690 KGGF.